Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and I wanted to give a little bit of backdrop before we got into today's episode. Our guest on today's show is Kelvin Martinez. He is a photographer in Cabarete, Dominican Republic, which is where I visited and worked and studied abroad for 2 weeks in June and July. As you may or may not know, if you listened to previous episodes, I wanted to get professional pictures taken while I was in the Dominican Republic, like I've done on previous trips that I've taken before. Kelvin was the photographer that I picked because after scouring the internet, looking at Facebook profiles, pictures, websites, portfolios, I liked his pictures and quality the best. Although my Spanish is not very good, Kelvin was able to communicate with me in English, his second language, and set up a time to take this photo shoot of me. In doing it, I learned that he was very new to photography. He had just really started it, just kind of got his camera a few months ago, just kind of launched his website, and he was just out there getting, you know, kind of creating a name for himself. And there were so many things about my experience with him that were so empowering, a lot of which I've talked about prior on the show, things that I realized for myself, but there was so much that is just everything that is early accountability in who this man is and what he was doing. So even though English is not his first language, he still was able to communicate with me. He still tried and he was still able to secure my business. Another thing was that he was brand new. So out of all the photographers and all the pictures that I looked at, I chose who I felt was the best, and I felt he was the best. And he was brand new. He had not even been doing this for months. And what Kelvin really showed is that you cannot be afraid to step out there. You cannot be afraid to try. You should not be afraid of taking that hobby and trying to make it into a career. You have to start somewhere. And if he would have been nervous, if he would have been scared, if he would have not wanted to accept and embrace visibility, not putting himself out on social media, not putting himself outside on the web, I would have never met him. I would have never picked him. I would have never been able to have pictures taken by him or just rant and rave about him to everybody about how great he is. Like, you have to take that first step. You have to try. You have to push. And that's everything that was embodied in this. So I wanted to give that backdrop. Like I said, Kelvin's first language is not English. Spanish is his primary language, but I think his English is impeccable. But he did want me to go ahead and just forewarn the audience about that. But I hope you tune into the episode. I believe you'll enjoy it, and I believe you'll be inspired. Kelvin, welcome.
Hey, Kimmy, thank you. It's my pleasure and an honor to participate in your podcast today. Today, I feel like a famous man. So
good.
I'm very happy.
I'm so excited. Kelvin, when I went to the Dominican Republic, and as people on the podcast and show may know, I studied abroad this summer in the Dominican Republic. And just like I did when I was in Guatemala a couple years ago, I wanted to get some professional pictures taken just so I could capture the essence of the place that I was at and have some memories to take back with me. Kelvin was the photographer that I chose. So after scouring and asking for recommendations and looking at different people's profiles and talking to a couple of different photographers, Kelvin was the photographer that I went with because I really loved the pictures that I had saw that he had out on the internet for other things that he had did with other local organizations in Cabarete. And I just loved his pictures and his picture quality. And I felt like it would capture what I was looking for in the essence of me and what I wanted for my photos. Well, in contacting Kelvin, I found out that he was new to photography. This was a new hobby that he had started. And I just said, he has to be on the show because Early Accountability Podcast is all about getting started and putting yourself out there. But even when I went and looked at the pictures that I saw that he had did, his website, nothing about the way he carried himself or presented himself said, I am a beginner. And so I wanted to have him on the show to talk to people about deciding to launch the business, deciding to take that thing from just a hobby to something that you're putting yourself out there and just having the confidence to do it. Because I think that was so important. Had he never put himself out there, I never would have picked him because he wouldn't have been visible. So being visible takes courage. So Kelvin, why don't you just tell the audience like how you got into photography?
Well, photography was something I always wanted to learn. But I tried other things first, like graphic design, web design, video editing, project management, among other stuff. I thought photography was a little bit difficult to master, so I was trying other things first. But this year, around April, I think, I decided to take a leap of faith and I started to explore. And after watching tutorials and taking some lessons on the internet, I decided to start. So I asked some people, some friends, if I could take some picture of them, and they allowed me, and I started.
Yes, yes. What tips do you have for people who are looking to start a business like you, or looking to just start it and they're like, I really don't have a portfolio, or I don't have my work out there yet. Like, where do I start? I know I want to try.
First thing you need to do is just learn the basics mostly. And yes. Then when you feel a little bit comfortable, you can ask your close friends and people you know if you can take pictures of them. And then you can show your work on the internet. So now we have Facebook, we have Instagram. If you don't have a website, you have social media. So you can use what you have and where you are and just start. And you will see that thing will start moving forward as you move forward too.
You do have a website, kelvinmartinez.net. And you're also on Facebook and Instagram at It's Kelvin Martinez, ItsKelvin Martinez. Did you start on social media first before you got your website?
Since I was a little bit familiar with websites, so I make both social media and website in the... I work in the same...
industry.
Yeah, in the same time. So I use Facebook mostly because I don't have much content on Instagram yet. So I use Facebook and my website, and I started and on both.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And Esme, now I know you were nervous about doing the interview because, like you said, English is not your first language, and you don't feel your native level at speaking English, but I will say my Spanish is nowhere near as good as your English. You're doing phenomenal.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. You allowed like clients like me, people who predominantly speak English, like contact you for services and things. How do you make yourself comfortable communicating with different people, especially when you were new at something?
Well, I try even if I am afraid.
Okay, yes, yes.
That's how it works for me. So if I say something wrong, I'm just trying and I am just learning. So it will happen because English is not my native language, and I hope that the other people understand that.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I just do it with fear.
Yes, yes. Do it scared. That's the thing. Yes, do it scared.
Yeah.
Do it scared. Kelvin, thank you so much. So the audience can find you on Facebook. You're building up Instagram. Definitely check out his website. It's really great. He has a lot of pictures from other photo shoots that he's done. And you can also see my photo shoot, and also on YouTube, Kimmy Fitwell. I talk a little bit about my photo shoot with Kelvin and all that it kind of opened up for me. Kelvin, what is your, now I don't know how this translates in Spanish, but like what's your personal mantra or like a quote, words of like poder, like palabras de poder maybe, like words of power for you, for your life?
Well, for now, I think that, have you heard about the golden rule? The golden rule, like treat others as you want to be treated.
Uh-huh.
I think that is my main quote.
Being nice to treating others well. Yes. And I guess a big one for you is do it scared, too. Just feel the fear and do it. That's a big one. And I want the audience to learn so much of that from you, because even though you were new, you didn't let that stop you from trying. And to me, you were the best and you were who I chose. And people shouldn't be scared to be visible.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Kelvin, thank you so much for being a guest on the podcast. Your English is beautiful. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for coming by on the show.
Well, thank you, Kimi. This has been a great pleasure for me. We're wishing you all the best, and you have a new friend here in the Dominican Republic.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, forever DR. All right, thank you. Hasta luego.
Bye.
Bye.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimi Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.